Do Eskimos live in igloos? A lot of people who visit here are expecting to see that. Some are disappointed, and others are surprised at what they'll find. It's all a part of the mystique of living as far north as one can go in this country. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
Phoebe Kippy is a lifelong resident of Barrow, Alaska, the northernmost town in the U.S. On the shores of the Arctic Ocean, she says visitors come here expecting to see Eskimos in igloos. That isn't the case. In fact, early homes here might have been similar to Midwestern pioneers.
It was more a sod home, a subterranean home out on the tundra, not so much a dome-shaped ice block house.
But the way the natives supported their sod homes was far different from anything constructed in the lower 48. For up here in Barrow, there are no trees.
We used whale bones, the ribs, because we are such a flat land. We don't have any trees. The permafrost does go 2 to 3 feet down. So there's very minimal plant life that can grow. And anything that does grow, I imagine, is a pretty tough flower.
Today, this is a city of 4,000. They will see the sun for over 2 straight months in the summer and will be without it for 2 months in the winter. Playing sports in Barrow is unlike most high schools in America.
They do fly the basketball, football, volleyball teams in and out, and the local students fly in and out as well.
When you live in the northernmost town in the U.S., a place with no roads in or out, there's simply no other way to play your competition. In August of 1935, the world's attention focused on this town because of a tragedy that took place here.
Will Rogers and Wiley Post crash land 16 miles south of Barrow, and our airport is named after them. There is an in-town memorial, and there's a monument in the exact location where they did crash.
You can hear about life on the shores of the Arctic Ocean by listening to our full-length interview on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. Traveling the countryside in Barrow, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.